Galaxy, the program you need, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. On this occasion brings the subject of interplanetary and interstellar spacecraft into our minds. The thoughts of our space brother Klala again provide us this discourse. Again, I am privileged to welcome Klala.
Greetings in the light of our radiant one. I am Klala. It has been observed that your people have many questions regarding those of our craft seen within your atmosphere, and those that it has been rumored exist. Let me mention, my brothers, that in the immediate vicinity of your planet, there are, at the moment, approximately 10 million of our spacecraft. Those available in this solar system would raise this figure significantly. In the galaxy, the figure would approach 200 million. The question must arise in your minds as to the purposes involving so many craft, and this I will attempt to elaborate upon. We of the Confederation utilize various forms of spacecraft for many different missions and employments. We have types devoted entirely to survey and patrol work. We have those which are definitely constructed for scientific purposes, and those for the transport of personnel and the housing of communications equipment. We have many millions of craft employed exclusively for the people who reside on various planets, who carry on their daily activities, and these craft are maintained by the Confederation. The individuals who use them neither own them nor perform any type of, how you would say, maintenance upon them. They are placed at the individual's disposal from the time of birth until they expire. They are theirs to do with as they wish. Let us examine first that type of craft so prevalent in your illustrations. This is the craft shown having three protuberances emerging from the bottom. These craft, my brothers, I primarily intended for planetary survey work and very light gathering of supplies, as well as transport of small groups of persons. They are not capable of complete interplanetary flight upon their own. For the crossing of any planet's magnetic field, they are transported within a larger vehicle, such as a mothership. They can function only within a planetary body's own magnetic field. For this purpose, they serve admirably. Now let us examine those which were responsible for the furor we have inspired of recent. Those which your Kenneth Arnold discovered while flying his craft in the vicinity known to you as Mount Rainier, Washington. These, the crescent-shaped craft, have a definite mission, Their first and primary mission is the charting of those areas known as magnetic anomalies and fault zones upon your planet, as well as other planets. They are actually mapping craft of a very special nature. Now let us continue and examine that which is known as the triangular-shaped craft, as seen in the area known as your Rocky Mountains. These craft, my brothers, belong to the Confederation and are extremely interesting. Their main purpose is to monitor the thought patterns and reactions of the people of any planet they are sent to survey. I now discuss that shape known as spheroid. This type of craft is employed primarily from that known as a mothership and is used for a scientific study or the gathering of specimens. They handle a great deal of cargo. They are operated by remote control from a mothership. These craft can also be used for the transport of individuals or small groups. Let us move on and examine still another type. The long cylindrical shaped craft, commonly called by your people the mothership. The length of such a ship employed by our Confederation is over 10 miles as figured by your terminology. They are capable of housing approximately 300 to 500 of the first type of craft we examined. They carry a crew of anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 occupants. They can remain in space, removed from any planetary system, for a period of 10 of your years, and be entirely self-sufficient. They are capable of interplanetary travel on a limited basis, and can reach some of the closer star systems to your solar system. We refer to these craft as our primary transportation. They are equipped to travel at speeds in excess of light. However, when these craft are operated within several parsecs of any planetary body, their speed is reduced for obvious reasons. Let us now examine one type of craft capable of covering interstellar distances. This type of craft is very similar to that first described, except that it has a perfectly flat surface upon its bottom. This type of craft is used by a very special corps of our people, engaged upon missions of great importance. These craft are under the direct control of a local solar tribunal. Their primary purpose is that of scientific nature. They carry controls and types of instrumentation, unusual aboard even most of our craft. There have also been craft witnessed in your atmosphere that have often been mistaken for meteors. The color is that of your color green. These, my brothers, are ships with only one purpose, that of neutralizing dangerous amounts of radioactivity in your atmosphere. Upon completion of their mission, they are diffused into atomic size and are, as you would say, expendable. Let me bring to your attention at this time two types of craft seen only once in your planet's history. The first type to be mentioned is that known to your peoples as a five-pointed geometrical design called a star. As you all know, this configuration bears no resemblance to any heavenly object, and yet its symbology to your peoples has been extremely significant. On one occasion, its purpose in lighting your evening skies led to the discovery of a newborn babe cradled in a manger, the effects of which have been felt through many ages upon your planet's surface. Needless to say, these craft are witnessed only on extremely special occasions. This, perhaps, will explain a rather intriguing mystery present to many of your people, and will no doubt provoke thought. Now let us examine the other. This type of craft, my brothers, is along the geometrical form you know of as square. It is 1,500 miles square. They are the cities of Shan. This craft, and six more, once touched upon the surface of your planet for evacuation purposes. They are what you would call miniature worlds within themselves, complete civilizations intact. Each of these craft, or cities, can provide for and satisfy the demands of approximately 10,000 individuals, and is used as a transport for carrying these individuals to other areas of space for definite reasons. This type of craft has been recorded in your history. It is described in interesting detail in one of your holy writings. The description is quite adequate. I believe, my brothers, that we have touched upon this subject with enough detail at present to satisfy many questions concerning our various types of spacecraft. To carry it further would perhaps prove interesting for some, but for the majority for whom this little talk has been presented, I believe it is sufficient. I look forward to the opportunity of presenting some further thoughts on this subject of spacecraft at a later date. It has been my privilege to speak. Adonai, my brothers, I am Klala.
Thank you, Klala.